Baton Rouge area serial killer is sentenced to life in prison for a 2017 drive-by murder. Ryan Sharp killed 48-year-old Brad DeFranceschi, a Boy Scout leader and father of two, as he was doing yard work in East Feliciana Parish. 20th Judicial District Attorney Sam DeQuilla says he hopes the sentence finally brings closure.
Just really glad it's complete. You know, I hope the families have some relief. You know, everybody can put this behind us now.
Sharp still has pending charges in Baton Rouge. Sean Payton makes his return to the Superdome tonight as his Denver Broncos face a struggling New Orleans Saints team.
When Payton arrived following Hurricane Katrina, he turned around a franchise that needed a strong leader.
Such an unbelievable impact on this franchise by giving it a vision that it didn't have at that time.
That's NFL analyst Mike Dettillier, who says Katrina brought a lot of despair to the state, but Payton brought a winning attitude.
He had a passion for winning.
And the Saints won right away, getting to the NFC Championship game in his first season and winning a Super Bowl in 2009. I'm Jeff Palermo.
The St. Martin Parish Deputy Police Chief is out of a job. The City Council in St. Martinsville unanimously voted to fire Deputy Police Chief Cody LaPerouse after he allegedly threatened to kill a resident. LaPerouse's firing comes almost a decade after he was convicted of using excessive force while serving as a deputy at the Iberia Parish Sheriff's Office. For the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Andrew Greenstein on TIX FM.